Yes, I am talking to you on one right now. This is WRAG 842. WRAG 42. WSGP 983. And I had a question. And by the way, your sound absolutely clear, by the way. I'm in Grants Pass myself.
Yeah, the last three digits are 842, and I'm in Merlin.
Nine 8 3 here. Hey, yeah, you're very clear. The question I have is, it says it's a dual band, and I saw a YouTube video the other day where a gentleman was saying, I think he's a kind of a prepper guy, and he maybe had a commercial license with a Part 90 version. And I'm talking over my head. I'm throwing out jargon that please don't challenge me on because I don't know what I'm talking about. But the reason that it piqued my interest was apparently he's using his on GMRS and on 2 meter and on 70 centimeters. Is that correct?
The radio itself does have those capabilities. However, you go to the manufacturer, they won't tell you how to unlock it. But there is a way to do that. It requires some additional software.
Okay, so you're talking to me now on one?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Wow. Okay, so those are the bands that are interesting to me, and I have a TID radio H3 that can do that, but you have to unlock it, go through a menu. You can select amateur or GMRS, and there's something else called, I don't know what it was, it's other, or there's a third option, which I don't know what it does, but when you do change it, all your settings are lost. So if you have repeaters programmed and you switch it from GMRS to amateur, then your GMRS stuff gets wiped and vice versa.
That's correct. The code plug will get erased because they're changing the mode of the radio. So I'd continue to check on YouTube to see if you could find a video to show you what to do, but I'm really not in a position to tell you how to do that.
Roger that. No, I wouldn't try to do that with you. But I was hoping that I could find somebody out there who had experience and not that I was misunderstanding something. Did you have to get the Part 90 version, or is it just the regular one can do it too? But I'm at Bridgecom Systems, and I see one says commercial Part 90 and one not, but they seem to be the same price anyway, so I don't really know what the difference is besides a sticker.
I would direct you to go to them. They're very good as far as customer support, and they can explain that in more detail to you and then help you pick the right way to go. So you're on the right track, and I would continue down that track. You won't be disappointed.
Thank you. Yes, it looks like a good radio. I think I've heard some other guys out there on GMRS that have car or mobile units, and I was kind of curious why they were using this brand. It seems to be well liked.
Yes, they are. I got them for DMR usage, so I do that a lot. So they're the same manufacturer, so they have very similar capabilities.
Okay, Roger that. Yes. Yeah, I think the bands that are interesting, because of my wife doesn't have a, I'm a new ham, so I have a technician class just for 1 month, but I'm enjoying the 70 centimeter band and the 2 meter, maybe later more, probably more. You know, it seems to be an addictive hobby, but something that wasn't like crazy expensive and can, you know, help me keep in touch with the family, with the GMRS, and then be able to, I don't have to carry around, you know, two or three radios.
I would, you know, talk to an advisor at BridgeCom, and they'll help you make the decision and point you down the right road and get you going. Like I said, you won't be disappointed whichever way you decide.
Roger that. If I understand, you were WRAG 842.
Correct.
Okay, WSGP 983 was me. And hey, I appreciate you chiming in there. I've been really pleased with the folks out there on this repeater, and sometimes I've asked for help with some settings or things, and people have usually chimed in. That's just been great, so thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. There's a lot of good and smart people out here, always willing to help you, so good luck with BridgeCom. You can't go wrong, and we'll talk soon. 983, this is WRAG 842.
842, WSGP 983. Thank you again, and standing by.